And I think, by the way, that's why inventory is used up. Because people,
are you
there's
a veteran,
lot of,
police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content, let me remind you, you can reach me anytime at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Looking at all these Facebook things are going. We're trying to check everything out here, and I'm talking to you at the same time. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And I forgot to turn on the recorder, so we're going to get a little bit of a break in there today. So don't worry about the video. Nobody really wants to see me anyway, right, Jay Kaplan? I know you're on the line there. We've got the faces for radio, so we continue just leaving it that way. But we'll get this down. Eventually, I might figure out how to do all this stuff on the broadcast. Everyone's watching except you, huh, Jay? I get it. That's okay. I see you there, though. What are we celebrating today? We look for our celebrations every day. There are some odd ones in here. I will share my opinions about some of them. You may not want my opinions on some of the celebrations of the day as well, but I'll give them to you anyway. We're looking. Today is May Day. I was watching early morning TV on some of the news stations very, very early, and they had some protesters obviously going out there and some demonstrators for May Day being all upset that, you know, they broke the law coming to the U.S. and now they're upset that there are federal officials out for looking for them. I don't get that. When you break the law, you wonder why that happens. I don't know. But hey, let's see what else we can find to celebrate today. Silver Star Service Banner Day, School Principals Day, Law Day. Here's one, National Mother Goose Day, National Loyalty Day. I think we'll stick with the food subjects. For you and me, Jay, this is the one that we would be watching. Drum roll, please. National Chocolate Parfait Day. Okay, we could take that. We will stick with that one. Very, very acceptable there, National Parfait Day. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing. Volatility is the key word right now. A lot of volatility in the markets just because we have been watching and seeing what's going on. A lot of the big issue that we can never control, whenever we figure out what is going on with items, the biggest issue to deal with is trying to figure out the geopolitical events. So when we've got geopolitical events taking place, that's where we always have the volatility comes in the market. You cannot predict what's going to come from the geopolitical. Now, we know that the Federal Reserve will be reporting their numbers today. That's an easy one. We know the Federal Reserve will be coming out at 11 o'clock California time and telling us what they had to say. But we won't know what's going on in Venezuela because that's not part of what we're looking at. That we can't predict that one. So that's another issue to deal with. We cannot predict any of the other parts of the world. I did look and see this morning that we're looking at oil prices, look at gas prices. So we should start seeing, I'm going to say, unless there's some other, well, that's right, we're in taxifornia, so you can't really make too bold of predictions in taxifornia. Most of the country will probably see gas prices start to decline. And the reason that we're going to see gas prices start to decline is mainly because there was a build of oil this morning announced. 9.5 was the build on oil. When you start seeing oil building, that means there's more supply than there is demand. When there's more supply than demand, we should start seeing prices drop. But remember, we are in taxifornia. So being that we're in taxifornia, all bets are off. We like to raise the prices when as soon as we see a drop in pricing anywhere, right? So the governor came out and said, well, being that the feds are going to get rid of the estate tax. Well, we'll add it as an estate tax. Really, does that? That's the normal way that California works. I mean, it's just a matter of tax, tax, tax.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
They want to waste our money. They want to, unbelievable. But 288.2 is the national average of gasoline. Let's look in Taxifornia. 408.7 is the cost of a gallon of gasoline on average in Taxifornia. About 40 cents a gallon more, 43 cents a gallon more than it is in Hawaii. And the lowest price in the land is Alabama at 251.4. So they're, what is that, $1.56 a gallon roughly? Cheaper in Alabama than they are in Taxifornia. That's enough to make us all ill. That is not fun. But let's look at what the other markets are doing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 41 points. I told you about oil, U.S. 10-year Treasury at 248. We'll talk more about that when we get into the Mortgage Minute. What is happening with that 10-year Treasury? Why is it doing what it's doing? That's more important than what is it doing. We'll talk about that a little bit. What else is in the daily briefing? Rod Rosenstein submits his resignation letter to President Trump. We knew that was coming. He told us he was going to leave after the Mueller report. So effective May 11th, he will be a private citizen once again. Nancy Pelosi in the news saying that President Trump is obstructing justice on a daily basis. But I did see from the testimony this morning, this is going to be fascinating, that the Department of Justice might be looking into the Clintons for obstruction of justice. Really?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Or maybe it's collusion. Was it obstruction or was it collusion? We'll have to take a look and see. I shared the article a little bit earlier this morning on the Ron Siegel page, so you'd have that information as well. It's a article from the Washington Times talking about the testimony this morning from William Barr in front of the Senate. So we'll see what happens with that one as well. There might be some fascinating stories there, because most of us have thought there was some collusion anyway between the Clintons, Clinton Foundation, and Russia. But now we look and see that may be a topic. William Barr surprised Robert Mueller, left obstruction call up to the AG, was part of the testimony this morning as well from the Attorney General. But he did make that comment that he's looking at obstruction of justice by the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, maybe a little collusion there with Russia. We'll see what happens there. Probably collusion is probably more appropriate than obstruction. Let's see what else we've got in the daily briefing. Acting Director of the United States Immigration and Customization Enforcement, Matthew Albence, revealed the extent of the danger migrant children face as they are brought across the border and the actions his department is taking to defend them. During an appearance, Matthew Albence said, "The first and primary goal of ICE is to preserve the safety and security of children. In nearly 3,000 documented cases, children have been brought across the border with adults posing as a family unit to avoid detainment." I don't know why they don't just switch this around. And we know that when the illegal immigrants cross the border illegally, now we're not talking about legal immigrants, when we see the illegal immigrants coming across the border, for some reason, they get put at the back of the line for adjudication. Why not switch it to first in, or the last in goes to court first, and try and just deter some of these people from thinking they're going to get to just stay here forever. Unbelievable. Oregon federal judge issued a national injunction against the Trump administration's measure cutting off federal funds for family planning clinics that offer abortions or referrals. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Michael McShane called the proposed rule, quote-unquote, madness. At worst, it is a ham-fisted approach to health policy that recklessly disregards the health outcomes of women, families, and communities. In the guise of program integrity, the gag rule prevents doctors from behaving like informed professionals, McShane wrote. It prevents counselors from providing comprehensive counseling. It prevents low-income women from making an informed, dependent medical decision, unquote. Amazing. I'm sure that one will get go to the next level to an appeal as well. Doesn't everything nowadays? Amazing how all this stuff just continues to go on and on and on. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a broadcast lined up for you. I think it'll be a good one. We try to on every day. Two trends helping keep housing affordable. What would make you sell your house? 10 best investment companies for small investors. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products for you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will get you on board with whatever the product is you need for your next real estate home financing. We've got a team of people to help you out. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 33 points right now. NASDAQ up 36 points. A lot of that is being brought to you, but courtesy of Apple stock. They had some blowout numbers yesterday. Very good numbers on everything, with the exception of iPhone sales. They didn't have the good numbers there, didn't release exactly what's going on in that part of the company. But that is the where the numbers are coming from. Apple stock doing well this morning. I haven't got a quote on it lately, but I know it was up about 6.5% last time I looked, maybe a little bit more. Then we look over at the numbers that are the most important for the Mortgage Minute. The 10-year Treasury, that is at 2.484. We look at the S&P 500 up 4.88, and the mortgage-backed securities up 8 basis points, which means interest rates are down just a little bit. Let's talk about why this is all happening. We've got a great number from ADP this morning. That is the employment number. So a very good number. ADP employment report showed that there were 275,000 job creations in the month of April, which was well above expectations of 180,000 and was the largest monthly increase in 9 months. Additionally, there were positive revisions to the previous month. March was revised higher by 22,000 from 129 to 151. Surprisingly strong ADP report could point to a strong jobs report. That would be the BLS jobs report that comes out on Friday. Mark Zandi, the chief economist for Moody's Analytics, said the job market is holding firm as businesses work hard to fill positions. April's job gains overstate the economy's strength, but they make the case that expansion continues on. Strange to see Zandi immediately come out and downplay the number. He said there were some technical issues with the data, but is not elaborating. So we did share that number with you. We do understand that. We also see that we've got the Federal Reserve going to be having their meeting today, or they're finishing their meeting up today. We're going to see what happens there. A lot of noise, as they call it, in the numbers that we're seeing right now. What do I mean by noise? Well, GDP came out at 3.2% for the first quarter. Very, very good number from the headline. But you have to look more at what's really happening than just the headlines. If you look at the underlying numbers, you're going to see that inventory grew. Well, if inventory grows, that means we're the GDP is there because we're building things, but it's not selling. That's going to have to get caught up somewhere down the line. So we're going to have to watch to see when does that catch up take place. So it may be, it's kind of a, I wouldn't say a fake number, but it's going to be a little bit, you have to read further into it to see what it really means. Not expecting the Federal Reserve to change the Fed funds rate or announce anything new, although we're going to watch that for you. All their favorite measures, personal consumption expenditures, showed only 1.6% inflation year over year in the latest reading, well below the 2% the Fed looks for. Art Cashin pointed out in his comments this morning that all 8 Fed days under Powell have seen equities end the day lower. So we'll watch that, where the market may drop a little bit today because the Federal Reserve is meeting, and that's just history. We like to see that. Watch for these different trends going on. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products for you. You just need to give me a call. 800. All the programs are really back again. The numbers that we had initially thought we might never, ever see again, they are back. So if you don't have documentable income, but you work for yourself, hey, what if we look at the bank statements and use all of your deposits in the bank statements, apply specific formulas to it, and that's how we determine what your interest or your income would be. Throw that out there. It's back again. Used to be called stated income loans. Kind of stated income again. Again, Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. A couple of trends helping keep housing affordable. That is one of our topics for today. Two positive trends have started to emerge that impact the 2019 spring housing market. Mortgage interest rates for a 30-year fixed-rate loan have dropped to new lows. Reuters reports show that wages have increased at their highest rate in decades. These two factors have helped keep housing affordable despite low supply of houses for sale, driving up prices. First American's chief economist Mark Fleming explains the impact. Ongoing supply shortages remain the main driver of the performance gap as the housing market continues to face an inventory impasse. You can't buy what's not for sale. However, an unexpected affordability surge driven primarily by lower than anticipated mortgage rates, rising wages, and favorable demographics has boosted housing demand. That's the quote from Mark Fleming, First American chief economist. Mortgage interest rates had been on the rise for almost all of 2018 before reaching their peak November at 4.94. According to Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey, interest rates last week came in at 4.2%. Remember, that is for the perfect loan. And they're going to have to pay, I think, a half a point to get that as well. 4.2, paying a half. What do I mean by a perfect loan? Well, there's about 37 different loan level price adjustments. When you look at the loan level price adjustments, and that can be the equity position in the property purchase versus second home versus investment property, credit scores, a lot of different variables go in there. Type of property it is, all of that goes in. Location, all that goes into the pricing because it's all part of the risk profile of the loan. So when I say the perfect loan, they have to have some sort of a baseline. I'd probably say it'd probably be better to use the term it's a baseline loan. So it's what they're looking at is a conforming loan amount, 40% down payment, 30-year fixed rate is what the one that we're talking about here, 750 FICO score or better. Single family residence, purchase property, it's not for a refinance. All those things go into what they call that perfect file. So that's where the mortgage interest rates are at 4.2. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get a 4.2. If you pay the half, you might be able to get that. But what that really does mean is that it gives you a benchmark to look at. Your number may be a little bit higher, a little bit lower. It all depends on what you qualify for. Average hourly earnings grew at an annual rate of 3.2% in March, up substantially from the 2.3% average pace seen over the last 10 years. So that's, even though the media doesn't want to tell you that people are starting to make more money, is that a 50% increase? Yeah, 50% at 2.3 is going to be 1.1. Add that to the 2.3, comes out to 3.4. The number is actually 3.2. So nice increase there. These two factors contributed nearly $6,000 worth of additional home buying power for median households from February to March 2019, according to First American's research. Fleming is positive about the prolonged impact of lower rates and higher wages. Again, I quote, "We expect rising wages and lower mortgage rates to continue through the spring, boosting housing demand and spurring home sales," unquote. Bottom line, low mortgage interest rates have kept housing affordable throughout the country. If you plan on purchasing a new home this year, act now while rates are still low. If you want to get information on your neighborhood or rates in general, hey, all you got to do is go to the app. It's an app that we give you for free, no advertising, no obligation. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Again, you can find that dream home. You can find out what properties are selling for in your neighborhood just by going to NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what would make you sell your house today? Best investment companies for small investors in 2019. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. What would make you sell your house? Many reasons why a homeowner decides to sell their house and move. The latest generational trends report from the National Association of Realtors asked recent home sellers to share their reason for moving. The younger the respondents, the more likely their top response centered around needing a larger home. Ages 29 to 53. Relocating for a job was the top reason for those ages 54 to 63. And the second most popular response for those under 53, the chart that I shared earlier shows the breakdown for those, the top reasons. All sellers, too small, home is too small. Job relocation. So it's 15% of them say the home is too small, 13%. Job relocation. Younger folk, 29 to 38, 35% say it's too small. That means they want a 35% say they're probably growing their families, right? Job relocation, 19%. From the 39 to 53-year-olds, 20% say it's too small. From the 54 to 63-year-olds, too small is only 6%. Job relocation is 19%. That makes sense for there. For homeowners over the age of 64, wanting to be closer to friends and family served as the top motivator to move. Downsizing to a smaller home or moving due to retirement came in as a close second and third. Moving to be closer to family and friends, that would be the 73 to 93-year-olds, 30% of them move to be closer to family and friends. 64 to 72-year-olds, 26% are in that category. Have you outgrown your current house? Are you a homeowner who can relate to wanting to be closer to family and friends? Is your house becoming a burden to clean now that the kids have moved out? Probably easier to clean now that the kids have moved out, isn't it? Just throwing that out there. Bottom line, let's get together to set you on your path to selling your current house and finding the home that fits your needs today. That is the idea. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST will also help out with the concept here. The beauty of NEST is that they're going to also send you a text message anytime a home sells in your neighborhood. When the home sells in your neighborhood, you get a text, you look it up, and you say, ah, the Smiths just moved, and their house sold for XYZ. I wonder what that means for me. That's why that is there. That's why they do that. I thought I'd share with you a little bit today, a little bit about home ownership and has the percentage of home ownership changed over the last 20 years. We might talk about that a little bit. Are millennials truly a renter generation and not interested in home ownership? Chat about that. How does each generation feel about home ownership and the American dream? Has the supposed affordability crisis impacted Americans' belief in home ownership? We'll talk about all that a little bit this morning. The U.S. home ownership percentage rate did drop down in 2015 to 63.7. Now, as we went into the housing bubble, we actually got up to about 69.2%. But remember, a lot of that may have had something to do with the fact that there were a lot of people who could not afford the houses they were buying. So throughout the time of the crash, there was a lot of folks that got out of home ownership. And it dropped in 2015 to 63.7, but now we are turning around. 64.8% today is the U.S. home ownership rate. Continue to watch that grow as time goes on. Now, we know that housing wealth gains as of 2018 for a single-family home purchased 5, 10, 15 to 30 years ago is tremendous. So if you bought a house 5 years ago, you've probably got a net wealth increase of about $79,000, a little over $79,000. $64,000 of that is appreciation. Now, this is a national number, so remember, in California, these are going to be higher numbers. But the appreciation is $64,000. You've also paid $15,000 in appreciation, so you've got almost $79,500 in wealth just because you owned real estate. Think about that. Now, if you've held for 10 years, you've got $65,000 in appreciation, $26,000 in payments. So you've got $91,000 in total gains, total wealth appreciation there. Forced savings. That $26,000 is forced savings. Think about that over 10 years. Are you saving $2,600 a month right now? Right? Most people are not $2,600 a year. So most people are not saving $2,600 a year. We've seen that in some of the reports that came out. We just saw that from Chase. Great tweet. They pulled it down because of pressure, because people don't want to hear reality. And it's a shame that sometimes we have to get reality out there, but a lot of people just don't want to hear reality. The reality of the matter is that we're not saving. No one wants to talk about it because, oh, you can't talk about something like that. It's negative. No, it's realistic. And if nobody talks about it, how do we correct it? People, you bought your house 30 years ago. Now remember this. I want to go back to this 10-year number. This is based on a $250,000 median home price, roughly $250,000 median. So that's about a 25% gain in wealth. Now, think about that. If you put that into California and say a $500,000, that's going to be, what is that, about $200,000, $175,000 instead of $91,000? Just throw those numbers out there. Just a thought for you. Now, let's talk a little bit about millennials, because we hear about millennials not wanting to buy homes. Well, the U.S. percentage of home ownership under the age of 35, as of the first quarter of 2017, 34.3%. As of the fourth quarter of 2018, 36.5%. So 66% of millennials who rent are determined to buy a home. So don't get in that thought process that the millennials don't want to buy a house, they just want to rent. They understand that that's the way to develop wealth in this country. Buying a house does help people develop wealth because you've got an extra income or a partial income. Go back to that chart that I was just talking about earlier, and I could share this chart. I've got it in front of me right here. But if you look at an extra over 5 years, what is that, $12,000, $13,000 a year in appreciation on a home. $13,000 was over the last 5 years on a median-priced home. Now, if you've got a median income of about $53,000, I'm so national to national. We know that our numbers are higher on both sides here in Southern California. But if you just use the median numbers on both, $15,000 or $13,000, that's going to be about an extra 26% increase of your earnings, your household earnings. And there's no taxes on that money. So 26% is almost like having another half of an income coming in to the household, 26% right there. Think about that methodology. So when I see the young people out there and I say, don't think about buying that dream home. Owning a home is a dream. A dream home is probably that 3 or 4 bedroom, single family residence, white picket fence, pool in the backyard. But that's not what you're renting. Look at the house that you're renting right now, the apartment that you're renting, the condo that you're renting. Go and match that up with what you have as your dream home or as your starter home and find that condo. I just saw one the other day that was $574,000 in Anaheim Hills. See if you can qualify for that with 3% down. Veterans, nothing down. 3% down is about $18,000, $17,000. Talk to a great real estate agent. I'll put you in touch with one. They help you with the closing costs. Not they're going to pay them, but they can help you negotiate the right way to get that done for you as well. So you're probably going to pay $10,000, give or take, to move into a new house by the time you look at first month's rent, last month's rent, security deposit, maybe a pet deposit. You're talking about $7,000 to $10,000 right there. Find a way to save, beg, borrow, steal. Don't steal. But beg, borrow, whatever, to get that $18,000, it's in the same complex. You just own the property. Think about that concept. Unbelievable. When you talk to the millennials, they're smarter than most of us who think that we're just watching the market. 40% of millennials, or renters, say they're going to buy within 2 years. 40% are going to buy within 2 years. 73% are going to buy within 5 years. Those are the numbers. They might not be looking right close. Now, here's the other rub here. You might have to have two jobs. You might have to work extra hard. You might have to take a day job and then drive Uber or clean houses or work at McDonald's or something like that as a second job. How do you think most people develop wealth? They have to work their tails off. It's not that you work your 8 hours and say, I work my 8 hours, I'm entitled to a house. Does not work that way. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, 10 best investment companies for small investors, and we will continue our home ownership journey that we've been talking about today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. When you need your credit report corrected, Blue Water has the solutions for you. Blue Water Credit, they're the go-to company that I recommend to get your credit corrected. Everyone's credit scores are wrong. Their credit reports are wrong. We've been looking at them for years. I'm confident in saying my opinion is that every one of them have errors on them. It's a shame, but it's the experience that I've seen that I can always find errors on every single report. How do you get them corrected? Our friends at Blue Water Credit can help you with that portion or dealing with that. It's a shame that it has to be done, but it does. 10 best investment companies for small investors 2019. Financial service industry is not exactly geared to somebody who's not Daddy Warbucks. If you're a small investor, it seems like you have nowhere to turn, but there is hope. Consumer Reports has published its new ratings of investment companies. The 10 choices below are tops in the magazine survey of more than 70 firms that are used by small investors. The magazine surveyed more than 46,000 retail investors to find out what they thought of their brokerages. The results are in. Edelman Financial Services, they got a 92 out of 100. Vanguard, 92 out of 100. USAA, 90 out of 100. Bear, 89. Fisher, 89. Thrivent, 88. Schwab 88, Vanguard 87, RBC Wealth Management 87, Raymond James 87. Notice the presence of a couple of money favorite discount investment houses that are on this text list. A couple of our favorites that we look at, Vanguard and Schwab, both are fiduciaries, meaning that they're, we got to figure out what's going on here, that meaning that fiduciaries, meaning their investment advisors, have to act in your best interest, not their own. Now, I'm going to say that not their own, you know, they're going to always, how can you ever say that somebody's not acting in their own best interest? It just doesn't work that way. So there's always going to be some level where they're not acting in your best interest. All companies' lists treat their clients right, no matter whether the client is big or small, and the cost to you of doing business with them is extremely low. They all offer ultra low-cost funds that keep far more of your money working for you. Before you can get started investing, here's a couple of things to do. Goes without saying that before you can really think about investing, you've got to go back to basics. First, you have to spend less than you make so you have some money left over to invest. That's not something a financial planner can help you with. We do have some financial planners that do help with that, in helping with the budget, right? So RSR budget, you can text RSR budget to 79564, RSR budget to 79564, and you can get on that budgeting plan. That's a great tool for you. Watch the fees. Stay away from commission salespeople like those at full commission stock brokerages. They don't have what's called a fiduciary duty to you under the laws of the U.S. In plain English, that means they're free to put you in inappropriate, unsuitable investments. Yeah, they're looking out for their commission in some instances. There are some good people. My idea there is I never really worry about what the house makes. It's more important to see what do you make. The most expensive, and this, again, does not count for the average investor, the small investor. But the big investors, the people with millions and millions of dollars, they pay the highest fees. Now, you would think that if they've got that much money, they don't pay high fees. But they go to a hedge funds who make a lot of money for them. A lot of the hedge funds, the basic is 20 and 3. They get 20% of the profit and 3% admin fee. If someone said to you that they were going to collect that from you, you'd be going, holy cow, that's way too much. Why does the smart money, the big-time investors do that then? Well, it's because they don't care how much the house makes. They care how much they make. They're only doing it because they make a lot of money doing it. That's their only reason. So when you're looking to do some of these investments on a small scale on your own, though, you might want to think about the discount, the dollar cost averaging, diversification, and do not get too greedy. I just started working with another investment advisor recently, and one of his things is be careful of greed and fear, right? Don't worry about being fearful of a losing position. Now, you don't want to have a losing position, but you can't worry about the losing position. If you're too fearful of losing money, you're going to, because then what happens is you don't buy into it. What does that mean, buy into it? Well, frequently I like to buy into losing positions. If I have a position that the fundamentals have not changed and the position went down a little bit, I have no problem buying a little bit more of that stock, right? It's called dollar cost averaging. So if I put $1,000 in, it goes down by $100. I'm going to buy another $1,000. Say I got a $10 stock. I bought 100 shares and it goes down to $9. Well, now I buy 110 shares, 111 shares. When it goes up again, I've got more shares at the lower price, so I'm going to make more money. So it's not like I'm worried about losing the money. Now, if something happened fundamentally that changed, well, then the issue is your first loss is your best loss. Dollar cost averaging refers to contributing the same amounts of money on a set schedule to an investment. So if you're going to buy into that investment, if you want to buy shares, here's just an example. FNGU, it's a fund that invests in tech. I'm not saying it's good for you, it's bad for you. I'm not getting into whether it's good or bad. It's about a $50 fund. Well, you buy 100 shares, it costs you $5,000. You buy $5,000 worth, say, every Friday, regardless of what the stock is at. I know $5,000 is a lot of money to buy every Friday. I get it. I get it. I'm just using a hypothetical. Could be $5 every Friday. That wouldn't work because it's less than one share. But I'm just using $5,000 for a round number. You can do it with whatever number you like. But if the stock goes up, you're getting less shares. If the stock goes down, you buy more shares. Over time, you end up dollar cost averaging, so you have an odd number of shares at a better price. Diversification, again, with that FNGU, it gets you a basket of tech-invested stocks. Right? If you're only buying a small amount of money, you want diversification. When a stock goes down, one of them went down. Google went down a lot yesterday. Okay, so it's not a big deal because Apple went up a bunch today. Right? So you've got a diversification in there. If you only own one of the stocks, if you're in Google, you're unhappy. If you're in Apple, you're thrilled. But what happens next time? Last quarter, Apple didn't do so well. Maybe Google did. You don't know. So a lot of low-cost funds, you want to look at that. Again, dull is an investing mantra. You don't want to get – don't swing for the fences. A lot of people say, well, I've got $5,000. I want to double it this week, this year. Not realistic. Get some realistic expectations in there, and it'll work much, much better for you. Don't swing for the fences. Again, the same gentleman that a friend of mine, his idea is he wants to be the Ty Cobb of investing, single after single after single. Doesn't want to be the Babe Ruth, right? Because what happens when you're swinging for home runs? Well, you strike out some too. Boring. We want to be that singles guy. Just keep hitting singles. Those of you that are baseball fans, Gene Mock used to be the one. He's played little ball. Give me one run per inning. If I can work my way to one run per inning, I'm going to win the majority of the time. Well, what's one run per inning? I get you 9 runs per game. That's going to win almost every baseball game you're in. You may have a few here and there that you don't win on, but that's going to be a very, very safe bet for winning. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you